Hello.
Hi, Steven. This is Courtney on a recorded line. I apologize. The phone got disconnected.
No problem.
This is my direct line to my desk, so you can contact me at this number, okay?
Okay.
I apologize. I think it's the transfer call did it. Anyways, okay, so you said you stopped using it, what, October 1st, 2015, or...
October 10th,
2015. And
yeah.
So you started using it in 1995?
Yes, ma'am.
What time of year and date did you start using it in 95?
Middle of March, March 15th.
March 15th, okay. So March 15th,
yeah.
1995 is when you started using it, and then you stopped
yeah.
using it. 10-10-2015. Okay. And you stopped using Roundup, obviously, because you became ill, correct?
Right.
All right. And you started feeling, you got your diagnosis and were getting sick.
Yeah, fever. I got a fever.
Okay. And you had to start treatment. Were you like passing out? What kind of symptoms were you having?
I was just getting sick, you know. I was getting sick and having fever, shortness of breath, you know.
Okay. Any type of like infection, rash, anything like that?
Just the swelling in my neck.
The swelling in your neck? Okay. Night sweats, abdominal pain, fatigue, you didn't get any rash. You said just swelling in your neck. All
yeah.
right. And then applying it monthly. How are you applying it? Were you using like a hand sprayer, backpack?
Sprayer.
Okay. And then okay. Did you use any type of protective gloves or protective stuff? Protective gear?
Okay. No, I didn't have any of that on.
Okay, and then you were spraying it around your property line. Where were you applying it?
In the yard, around the edge of the yard, around the driveway, and stuff like that, where the grass would grow up in the gravel, you know.
Driveway and like garden
yeah.
area?
No, I didn't put it in the garden. I just around the driveway.
Okay, around property line and driveway and anywhere else?
No.
Okay. And then, okay. Hold on 1 second. All right. And this was in the state of Tennessee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, a lot of the questions are repetitive. And then you were directly exposed every time because you were the one spraying it. For residential area. You were present every time. Approximately 2,240 exposures in a lifetime. Did you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No, I've got city water, huh?
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides between, like, Benzine or Agent Orange?
No, I never was in the military.
Okay. See how there's no delay in this phone call? You can hear me directly?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Now, yeah, that's something with the transfer call. It's really like you sound like you're far away, and the call, it's delayed. I don't know why. Okay, were you using concentrate or premixed? What type of product or how are you buying?
Concentrate.
Where were you purchasing it at? Like, did you get it at Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Home Depot where in Tennessee were you getting it at? What Home Depot?
2965 Deep Boulevard, Winchester. Tennessee.
Winchester. Winchester, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. Not Dirtchard. You said Beach Boulevard?
Huh?
You said 2955 Beach Boulevard?
No, 2965.
Oh, Dirtchard Boulevard.
Dirtchard Boulevard. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. I got it. Thank you for confirming that.
No problem.
All right, and then did you have any type of proof of purchase or credit card receipts or pictures of the purchases?
I doubt it, hon.
It's been so long, yeah.
I don't keep up with receipts. Yeah.
It's okay. Do you have it still in your possession? Do you have any empty bottles
in your
garage?
No.
Okay.
No, I quit using it altogether.
You got rid of all the empty bottles and stuff?
Yes, I got rid of all of it, and I ain't never bought another bottle of it.
Yeah. Do you smoke, or have you ever smoked, Stephen?
I used to smoke, yes, ma'am.
For approximately how many years?
Gosh. 20
years?
Yeah.
20 years? Okay. Are you currently employed, Mr. Bowen?
No, ma'am. I'm retired.
Okay. And did you lose work because of your related conditions?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been in any other lawsuits or filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, ma'am.
Filed for bankruptcy?
Nope.
Or convicted of a crime?
Nope.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing doctor? Do you know the name of your doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
What's
his name?
His name
is Dr. Daniel Ibach.
Ibach. Yeah, he's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am, at Park West.
Yep, I found him. All right. Hold on 1 second. I just have to get all this information really quick.
I understand.
And you saw him, is that Park West Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where you were treated at?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And that's at 2352 Park West Boulevard, Knoxville, Tennessee. All right. Hold on 1 second. Oops. Nope, that's not the one I want. Did you have copies of your medical records?
I don't think I can find them, hon. It's been so long.
Okay. Maybe,
yes, could probably
contact,
pull them, you know, get them
from the doctors.
Contact
yeah.
The hospital. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have any type of medical record to show your cancer or anything like that? Maybe at home or somewhere?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm not a good record keeper.
Okay, and then when did you start treatment? Because you said you got diagnosed on the 6th. Do you know when you started treatment?
February the 11th of 2016.
Okay. And then how did it impact your life? How did the diagnosis and treatment impact your life? In like a short summary of words, if you could say.
Slowed me way down.
Did diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin impacted with, you know, a lot of pain, emotional, physical fear of outcome and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just
I'll put something good for you. Hold on, let's see.
Sorry.
Traumatic experience for yourself and the people in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of treatment did you undergo? Did you have to have surgery, radiation, stem cell transplant, chemotherapy?
I had to have chemotherapy and medication.
Okay. No surgery?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you underwent the chemotherapy and then the immunotherapy and radiation with a targeted treatment, which was like pain medication as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Oxycodone.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know. I know it's very painful. Everyone that I've talked to is like, it's just, you know, it's like your body.
It's no fun.
Your body, like everything is just falling apart. Yeah, no, I don't apologize, but my heart goes out to you and everything that you went through, you know, and this is why you have every right to file. Yeah, you have every right to file a claim. You know, and it's very sad to even know that this is still, still a ongoing thing and it's still being sold.
Yeah.
And it's still being sold in stores. Yeah. No, I was telling someone the other day, I was at Home Depot and they had it there and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. They got bottles and bottles of it. All of it you want.
Yeah.
I wish they'd ban it. I wish they would.
Do you think that you could get the medical records at home? You could look for them? Because I need you to be able to maybe have some type of your diagnosis at home, anything that would show record of your cancer, even like your prescriptions or things like that that showed that you had cancer.
Yeah.
You could find something at home?
I'll look and see if I can, hon.
Okay, I just have to have a confirmation that you can be able to find some type of medical record or anything that indicates cancer or your diagnosis.
Okay.
You can go ahead and do that? Okay. That's just for you to be connected to the attorney because they need to be able to show some type of proof of your diagnosis. So the best case scenario is before you speak with the attorneys, what I would do is reach out to your doctors. If you know, go home, do what you have to do, and then, always contact the doctors as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to ensure the case for you. Typically, we only contact emergency contact if something happens to you and we are unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Do you have someone that lives with you or that doesn't live with you that we can put down for an emergency contact?
No, I'm single, hon.
All right.
Do you have any
children or anybody I can put down, or do you want me just to leave it blank?
No, I don't have. I've got a son, but I haven't seen him in 10 years, hon. I don't even know where he's at.
Okay, I'll just put that, I'll just put your phone number, 8682. I'm just going to put yourself able to contact Stephen Bowen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So just to confirm, you are able to, try to locate any type of diagnosis and records for the cancer, correct?
Well, I don't know if I can or not, hon. I will look and see what I can find. I'll try to go through my old paperwork and stuff and see if I can find anything at all that'll
help
you guys.
So can you just give me a confirmation yes that you will try?
I will try, yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, thank you. They just have to have that on the call because they won't push your file through, and I want you to get connected to the attorneys. Okay. So just to confirm, before we go over everything, I'm just going to summarize this for you before I send you the documents to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. Stephen, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. You were diagnosed You were diagnosed on 2/16/2016, between 2005 and present, at home, between the ages of 18 and 79. You did spray Roundup for about 20 years or more. You are a U.S. citizen. All right. Your birth date is March 3rd,
1955. Yes, ma'am.
Your social is 410-08-5793.
That's correct.
All right. And then I have your approximately 112 times a year. You started spraying Roundup 3/15/1995 to 10/10/2015. You were spraying it monthly with a hand sprayer, no protective gloves, around property line and driveway in Tennessee at your residence. You were directly exposed every time you were the one spraying the Roundup. Approximately 2,240 exposures in a lifetime. And, okay, let me just keep going. I'm almost done. You will be able to provide medical records. I got your chemotherapy, got your address, and then, oh, dude, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
How are you feeling today? Are you doing better today?
Some days I'm doing good, and other days, you know, I feel a little down, you know, but most of the time I'm all right.
Okay. Do you have any other health issues?
No. Just getting old.
Aren't we all? Okay, hold on 1 second. So what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents. I'm going to have you review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So it's pretty self-explanatory. The system, you just basically follow the prompt. What's going to happen is it's just going to, you're going to adopt and sign a signature, tap the fields where it's asking you to sign, and then you may have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature, press accept, and then once you've done that, you'll come to a finish button, and you'll be able to press finish, and then that's when you'll let me know, okay? So if you need to put me on speakerphone, it might be easier. I did text it to you. That's the easiest way to complete the DocuSign, or you can open it in your email, whatever is easier for you.
Okay, I just clicked on it, and we'll have it opened up here just in a second. Let me see if it'll open up. I think it's opening. Okay, it opened up.
What does it say?
It says, please review and act on these documents.
Yeah, so you want to press...
that's your name.
Yeah, press accept or click on it to start.
Okay, hit continue.
Continue, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, I can't even see this. Small print. Okay, I'm going to blow it up here a little bit. Okay. Okay, it says I'm going to just sign it right here then, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Press start or continue, whatever it's asking you to do.
I don't write good with my finger. I know that.
Yeah, sometimes people use, like, their pinky. I mean, whatever is easier for you.
Okay.
And then you press accept. And then start. And then just tap the little yellow boxes where it's asking you to sign.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm at the bottom.
Okay, what does it say? Does it say finish yet?
Finish. It says finish. Just click
okay.
on finish.
Yep.
Okay, now it says DocuSign envelope. All parties have completed.
Okay, so once
PDF.
Let me look really quick. So once you're finished doing that, it adopts and signs. Once you've done press finish, it will send you a it will send you a PDF to your email. Well, let me make sure you finished it. Yeah, you finished it. Thank you, Stephen. So you can download
okay.
it or it'll send it to it's going to send it to your email regardless, so you'll have everything that we talked about. And then basically
okay.
like from here from this moment on what will happen next is the attorneys are going to reach out to you. I'm going to send you the attorney's information so you know the phone number to look out for. Just remember this is a legal contract. So 4237K. Let me save your phone number. This is a legal contract, so it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then basically, like, again,
right.
anything that you can get to obtain your medical records, anything with your diagnosis or anything regarding the Roundup, empty containers, pictures, anything you can find to help support your case, I ask you to go ahead and do that because the attorneys will ask for that, and it does help your case significantly. Okay. Now, again, this is my direct phone number to my desk. If you have any questions, you can call me. And then this is the law firm. I'm going to send you their direct phone number now. They're going to be calling you from a 909-906-3862 phone number. Give or take, it might be a week or so before you hear from them. But if anything, if you have any questions, you should reach back out to me as well to find out updates on your file. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me today, sir?
No, that's all, I reckon.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I mean, I wish you the best of luck. I hope this works out for you. And again,
thank you.
I'm sorry for your, I'm sorry for everything that you had to go through. And I really hope that you get the compensation that you need.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. Well, call me, Mr. Bowen, if you have any questions, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.